This is a soul retrieval journey. We're going to go down, get curious, and gather what we find. To begin, you'll want your three stones, journal and pen. You will use those after the journey to write any notes and to blow important elements into your stones. You will also maybe want an eye pillow and to be in a comfortable seated or lying position. Traveling to a place on the land that is a place of power. Real or imagined, it is a place of power upon the land. Going and sitting down there now, taking your energetic body, and sitting in this power spot on the earth. Sinking down through the crust of the earth, down, 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 down. Past roots, past water and crystals, past stratas of soil, down, 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 down. Down through the belly of the mother, and down, past earth, down, 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 down. Till you come to a place that is flat again. And calling out to the keeper of the underworld to come and guide you. Calling out for the keeper of the underworld. And when he comes, asking, are you the keeper? Are you the keeper? Are you the keeper? If he is not, ask again for the keeper of the underworld. If he is the keeper, ask him to take you to the cave of lost souls. Take me to the cave of lost souls and follow the keeper. Take me to the cave of lost souls. You may walk, you may swim, you may fly, you may fall, you may burrow into the ground. You may become a tree. Be curious. Allow the information to come. come to the cave. Ask, is this the cave of lost souls? Step up and in to the cave. Go in. Step in through the threshold into the cave and call out for any soul parts that are ready to come home. There may be many, there may be few, you may think there are none. There's at least one. There may only be one, there may be more. When you are greeted by a little one, ask, are you a soul part? Now ask, how old are you? Is there any younger parts here that I need to talk to? You want to talk to the youngest. There may be a few ages with the same wound. There may be several ages with different wounds. But the one in front of you now, why did you go? Ask the soul part, why did you go? Allow them to show you, tell you. If you don't understand, you can ask to be shown in a different way. But you don't really need to understand. You just need to see what's there. And you can ask the soul part now, would you like to come with me while we explore? They can stay here in the cave or come with you, whatever they would like. But you are going to turn to the keeper and ask if there is a contract you need to see. Ask the keeper to take you to the contract if there is a contract. Contract does not have to make sense, but you want to work with this contract down in the underworld if you can. If it is not a valid contract, if it is a void contract, find how it needs to be dissolved. If you can't void the contract, see if you can rework it into something that you can deal with, something you can live with, something that is kind and loving. Most contracts are not valid. And if you find yours is, see if you can rework it. Finished, turning to the keeper and asking, take me to the cave of treasures. Your soul part may want to come, your soul part may know just where your treasure is. Your soul part may want to stay in the cave. That's okay. To the cave of treasures. Step in. Cross the threshold and step into the cave of treasures. Call out, I am here for the treasures that go with this soul part. Show yourself. Again, allow yourself to be surprised. Gathering up all the treasure that you have found here. Turning to the keeper and asking, take me to the cave of gifts. Take me to the cave of gifts, please. Fly, walk, swim, fall, cave of gifts. When you arrive, step in. Step in to the cave of gifts. Retrieve all the gifts that are here for you. Call out if you need. I'm here for the gifts that go with this soul part. I'm here for all the gifts that go with this soul part. Gathering them all up. There may be one, there may be many. Turning to the keeper again. Do you know the animal? Do you know the power animal that is coming home with this soul part? Take me to the power animal. If your animal has not already shown up in the journey, intend to meet this animal now. And ask, Are you the power animal with the soul part? Are you the power animal that goes with the soul part? Now going to the soul part and asking, is there anything else that we need to see? Is there anything else that we need to see? Is there anything else we need to know? Anything else you want to show me? Preparing to come back now, gathering up everything you have found, the soul part, the reworked contract if there is one, the treasure or treasures, the gift or gifts, the power animal. Any and all relevant elements, gathering them all up, coming back up just the way that you have gone, traveling back, back, back to where you first met the keeper in the underworld, traveling in the underworld back to where you met the keeper. To where you came down, and now with all of your resources and wisdom retrieved, bring it up, 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 up. Up, up, up through the belly of the mother, up, up, up through stratas of soil and dirt, up, up past crystals and water and roots, up, up, up through the crust of the earth and back, back into this time, into this space, into your body. Back, 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 back. Wiggling fingers and toes to let your body know you are back. Gently opening your eyes when you're ready. Taking a few minutes to journal just the highlights, the important pieces. When you've journaled and are ready, you'll want to take this and out onto the earth and do your earth painting. Don't wait days between now and doing your earth painting. Do it while it's fresh, while it's still very alive in your field. And welcome. Welcome home, little one. It's good to have you back.